With SNN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is threatening to block the opening of a bridge between Canada and Michigan. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The Gordie Howe International Bridge connecting Detroit and Windsor, Ontario, is scheduled to open this year. But the president said he will not allow it to open until the United States is fully compensated for everything we have given them. He wrote online that Canada has treated the U.S. very unfairly for decades. The bridge, which has cost more than $4.5 billion to build, has been financed by Canada and will be jointly owned by Canada and Michigan. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The FDA is reassessing the use of a chemical commonly used in some food products.
Federal health officials will reassess the safety of a chemical called BHA used in food products, including potato chips, cereals, frozen meals, and meat products. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has issued a new request for information regarding the chemical butylated hydroxyanisole, which is used widely as a preservative. The review will consider whether BHA is safe as currently used in food and food contact surfaces. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Investigators have found surveillance footage of an armed, masked person at Nancy Guthrie's doorstep on the night she disappeared. Guthrie is the mother of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie. The FBI says the footage was retrieved from back-end servers after initially believing it was lost. The camera was disconnected and Guthrie didn't have a subscription to the camera company. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 52 points, the Nasdaq dropped 136, the S&P lower by 23, and oil at $64.23 a barrel. This is SRN News. Support for Israel runs deep in the Christian community, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
According to a poll of regular churchgoers released by the Family Research Council, 84% of respondents believe it is important for believers to pray regularly for the Jewish state. 73% think Christians should be urging the federal government to support Israel, and more than two-thirds feel it is incumbent upon them to personally donate money to Israel. Amongst the general U.S. population, support for the Jewish state is down a bit. Michael Harrington reporting.
Efforts to withdraw taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood are making headway. Last year, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of South Carolina's attempt to bar its Medicaid program from reimbursing Planned Parenthood. That decision made it clear that any state may deny state funding for care provided by organizations that perform abortions. This is SRN News. The late legendary Indiana Hoosiers basketball coach Bobby Knight will be honored by the university whose team he led the titles. Correspondent Mike Kempen reports.
Indiana has announced plans for a bronze statue of former coach Bob Knight. The school says the statue will be in the lobby of Assembly Hall, where Knight led the Hoosiers to three national championships. School officials say Knight's statue will be placed next to another one honoring the 1976 title team, the last undefeated national champion in Division I men's basketball. It will be funded by a longtime basketball donor who wants to remain anonymous. I'm Mike Hempen.
Maine's Republican Senator Susan Collins has announced her re-election bid, entering a closely watched race that Democrats have targeted in their effort to retake the Senate. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.